Thank you, Brother Chuck. Just a couple of announcements in relation to our choral program this evening. First off, if you have any electronic devices, cell phones or beepers or iPods or anything, we would appreciate it if you turn it off so that the noise would not interfere with the choral program. Also, we ask that you would refrain from using flash photography during the program. We will allow for 5 minutes following the program where you can come and take pictures of the choir. But during the program, we would appreciate if you did not use any flash photography. This is a devotional program. We wish that all praise go to God. And so we would ask that you would respect that and would refrain from any applause during the program as well. And so now, our 2008 Mid-Atlantic Christadelphian Bible School Choral Program, Ye Are My Witnesses. Our pianist is Sister Robin Phillips of the Echo Lake, New Jersey Ecclesia. Our choral leader is Sister Lorna Keene from the Brantford, Ontario Ecclesia. And by way of opening, we will ask that Brother Ed Canal with the Brantford, Ontario Ecclesia come forward and give an opening prayer.
Ever-loving Father, who art in heaven, through thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we would draw nigh unto thy throne of grace. Father, to seek thy blessing upon us this evening, as we yet linger a little while longer at this our Bible school, we pray, Father, that our united voices will rise up to thy honor and to thy glory. As we remember your love towards us in everything that we think, say, and do, Father, we know that we have our existence by your love and by thy power. Heavenly Father, we are so mindful of those who are less fortunate, and especially at this time, we would pray that you would be with our brother Colin. We know our brother Colin in his strength of faith, and we pray that you'll be with him and his wife and his children, helping them to keep that vision clear and focused upon that day when your beloved Son will return and establish a kingdom that will fill this world with your righteousness. But as we await that day, Father, we would love to express our heartfelt gratitude for this love that you have showered upon us, to have fed us all week from thy words of truth. We pray, Father, at this time that the words that we have practiced together as brothers and sisters of your Son may come together collectively to rise up to thy praise and to thy glory forever. We pray, Father, that as we gather here this night, you may preserve us until that time when we might see Jesus face to face and be joined with him to give you that honor forevermore. And so, Father, be with us at this time now. Accept of our praises and our thanksgiving for your abundant love and mercy. For we do offer it through the name of thy beloved Son, even Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 9 to 12. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord. And my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. And besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed. And there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord. I am God.
Thank you. Reading Psalm 40, a Psalm of David, verses 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
Oh, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Thank you.
For our final hymn this evening, we would ask that everyone would join us. Hymn number 427. If everyone would please rise, hymn number 427. Grant, Lord, thy blessing on this place, and may this lightstand be a place that glorifies thy name and ever pleases thee. Hymn 427.
Our loving and eternal Father in heaven, the God who hearest prayer, we come unto you now with joy and thankfulness in our hearts, having sung and listened to and felt thy kingdom coming upon this earth, that day when all sorrow and sighing will flee away, when there will be no more death, where we will see those who have fallen asleep in you, return to us that we may live forever in glory with them. Father, we do pray that the glow you have given us this night and this week may continue to be with us through the coming days, even until your Son's return, that we may shine in this world around as lights and be indeed those witnesses you require of us, spreading that hope and glory in you into this world around. So, Father, we thank you for this night and this week, for your word and all you do for us, and offer this prayer now through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.